Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me, it's right through me. Don't you understand?
Decided to go with Safer Pick than Snoop Dogg. Depeche Mode is your artist of the day. Your keyword to cash is yellow. Yellow. And I cannot remember the number you're supposed to text it into because it's been forever.
72881.
72881. Yeah. Thank you.
Message and data rates apply.
Right.
Please don't text and drive.
Thank you, Will Starrett.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow, common spelling, 72881. It is good to be here. It is good to be around. It is good not to be Bill Self or the KU Athletics Department
Bill
today.
Bill didn't have anything to do with that.
I didn't know there was going to be a poll.
I didn't know there were going to be acrobatic dancers.
I just want to say one thing because you know how excited I was that Snoop Dogg was coming to Lawrence.
Yeah.
And you know that I bleed crimson and blue. I have never laughed so hard in my entire life as I did when my husband sent me the apology from the athletic director. I think this will go down as one of the most hilarious.
Yes.
The Washington Post picked it up today. That's not a good look.
Oh, it's been everywhere.
It's funny. And if you are offended, I guess I get it. I think we should just all see the humor in it.
What's so
I didn't know that there was going to be anything like that.
I believe they called them
acrobatic dancers.
Acrobatic dancers.
I didn't know that there was going to be anything like that.
Okay.
But acrobatic indeed.
They were acrobatic.
Well, I mean, it
very limber.
I'm told it took
very limber.
I'm told it took 5 minutes to set up those poles. What did he think was going to happen? Tetherball?
Tetherball. Hey, who's got next?
Come on.
Tetherball.
It's funny.
It is. What did you expect?
I don't think they understood or knew what was heading their way with this.
Do you not know anything about Snoop Dogg at all?
I did not realize one of his songs is called I Blank to Blank Blank, which he sang.
That's a weird title for
Minus the blanks.
Yes.
Well, he also had a guest verse on a Dr. Dre song called Bees Ain't S.
I believe the song you're talking about is I Want to Blank You.
I know. I was trying to clean it up
for the
younger people listening, but thank you for clarifying
they're still
for
in
our
school.
Wider audience.
The radio edit is I Want to Love You.
Okay.
That's not what it's about.
Well, maybe he was singing about love.
Well, it is about love.
In a very physical fashion.
Like making it.
Correct, yes.
I want to make love.
Lots of thrusting that love, yes.
There's a conspiracy theory, and one to which I do not necessarily describe, that everyone knew exactly what that performance was going to look
including
like.
Including the money being shot in
and
the direction of the players.
A middle
which
finger.
Could not be worse.
A middle finger to the NCAA over everything that has happened. Well, now, I think that's
stupid.
I think that's a stretch. But him shooting fake money
In the direction of the players. Not smart.
There were Snoop dollars.
It's ironic in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I see great humor in all of it.
All right, everybody, right now, find me an artist that you think is safe enough to have next year at Late Night at the Falk.
Mm-hmm.
Sesame Street Live.
Here's mine. You ready?
You believe I'm everything.
Now, she's not going to do anything stupid.
Man, it sounds like a real party.
She's a safe.
Getting hyped for that.
Get in line now, kids. Celine Dion's coming.
I vote the Wiggles.
The Wiggles.
Teletubbies.
What did you think was going to happen?
I think next year...
Make money, money, make money, money.
I had a friend post, it's going to be Kenny Rogers. I replied, I think more in line with the Mandrell sisters. I think we even have to go safer than Kenny Rogers.
You know, in all seriousness, you know who would probably fit perfectly for that gig? To do. Well, I mean, yeah.
I listened to before.
I love that song.
Nickelback?
Andy Grammer. He's like the most wholesome pop star on the planet.
What about that one dude, Mendez?
Shawn Mendez?
Yeah, Shawn Mendez.
It can't be anyone so big that it's going to cost $1 million to bring him in.
Yeah, Shawn Mendez might be out of the budget.
Hey, someone just wrote in on the text line. They practiced 2 times that day. Everyone knew what was happening.
Can't write one song that's not about you. Can't drink without thinking of.
But isn't he kind of like the teeny bopper kind of artist? I mean, Shawn Mendez.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Jim
Croce, yeah.
Isn't he dead?
He's been dead since 1973. Pat Boone. There you go.
Someone said Blake Shelton. That's too big.
Too big, yeah.
They're not going to be able to bring in, I guess they could. It would cost, I mean, how much would it cost to fly someone like Blake Shelton in? Come on.
Also, it's meant to pump up the crowd. And I don't know how much country music is going to be pumping up the crowd.
Well, if you chose those songs carefully, you could.
Well, the other thing,
dropped $1.50 on him. I mean, that's a lot of money.
It is.
You can bring a Disturbed in for that.
Yeah,
because that's better.
Yeah.
Someone just wrote in, way to dumb it down, Dana. If this was someone else, you would be screaming about the children in the audience. I had friends, more friends than you even know, who had children in that audience. Well, and the kids that were there, the adults all said, had no idea the inference or what was going on. They just loved the music and the lights and the show. Mm-hmm. But if you look at any of those photos, and this is where I go back to this just being so funny. There are staff members on the court trying to pretend like it's not happening.
Bill Self left midway through the performance.
Yes, said he didn't feel well.
I bet he didn't.
If you look at the reverse shots of the crowd, look at the adults, like the older adults with their hands to their mouths going, what is happening?
You know what? I'm going to call BS on the older adults with their hands on their mouth. And here's why. So you've got a guy out there saying a couple of bad words with some stripper poles and he's shooting cannons of money into the crowd. Fake bills, by the way. Don't tell me that you weren't at a Kiss concert when you were a kid watching Gene Simmons spit up blood, or at an Alice Cooper concert when he was putting a guillotine to a fake person. I mean, give me a break.
I understand people who will say this is always billed as a family-friendly kind of thing.
Yeah, but don't act like you're shocked when you went to an Alice Cooper concert in 1974 and he's singing about billion-dollar babies and women always bleed.
But again, that's what you expect at an Alice Cooper show. I think the issue is
what do you expect at a Snoop Dogg
show? For a second. This whole thing is billed as largely a family-friendly event, and Snoop is so far off-brand from that. That's the issue, is the fact that he is completely detached from any of the billing for late night.
For anyone who says, I would not find the humor in this if it had been another school, we would be laughing out loud about this. I don't care which school, especially a school under scrutiny by the NCAA.
Yeah.
You do not know me at all if you don't think I would find this hilarious at any university.
It's hilarious. Yeah. It's hilarious and it's hilarious so because it is colossally stupid.
I mean,
that is a failure of intelligence at every single level.
Bill Self is not much older than I am. Okay. At no point did he say, are we sure that Snoop Dogg's the right pick?
I think they were the ones who said, we want someone who will appeal to kind of all ages. And the young rap guys, The 45-year-old, Stan from Lenexa doesn't know who that is.
Keyword this hour is yellow 72881. Make sure you text it in before 3 o'clock. Your keyword this hour is yellow.
Now, Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen.
Yeah, that'd probably be a safe bet for next year.
Got a nose that can smell a two-day trail. He's a four-legged tracking machine.
Snoop, $150,000. That's what a mid-tier band would get.
Here's the other aspect. Is Blake Shelton really going to get everybody hype?
No.
I mean, it's a very safe pick, but that's a snoozer.
KU knew what they were doing.
Of course they did.
They knew exactly what they were doing. Oh, I'm feeling sick to my stomach.
However, if...
I'm going to have to go to the locker room.
However, if by some miracle they're telling the truth about it, then they were colossally ignorant.
Well, didn't somebody text in that Snoop Dogg did two practice performances prior to the show?
Yeah,
Nobody from KU was there?
He has a cooking show with Martha Stewart. Maybe they thought
she's
were getting...
She's a convicted felon, too.
Maybe they thought they were getting the Martha Stewart version.
Nobody from KU went over to the basketball office and said, hey, Bill, there are stripper poles, and he's shooting money into the crowd, and he's saying the F-bomb a lot. It's crazy. It's just crazy over there.
Mm-hmm.
They knew exactly what they were getting. KU.
Also, I love all the headlines that say he brought a gun. Like, no, it's a thing that shoots fake dollar
money.
Bills.
Yeah.
It's,
fake money.
It's like
a T-shirt
boom cannon thing,
but yeah.
He even brought a gun.
No, that's not a... It's a gun, but it's not a firearm.
KU, suck it.
They will... Don't say that. They will dial it back next year.
I think that's what Snoop Dogg
It'll
wanted,
be fine.
Actually.
They will dial it back next year, and everything will be fine.
Well, see, but the problem is, it's the feigned ignorance that drives me insane.
I know. Do you know who loved it? Do you know who honestly loved it?
Yeah, every person in there between the ages of 18 and 22.
And the recruits. They probably signed 10 of them.
Yep. I called Sarah on Saturday morning.
Did she go?
Yeah. And I said, apparently it was quite the show last night.
What'd she say?
She goes, what are you talking about?
See what I mean? The kids were like, huh?
I said, the university's apologizing. And apparently this, I said, because I didn't see it, but I just saw the news reports. And I saw the statement from the university. I said, well, I guess KU's apologizing for the Snoop Dogg performance last night. Apparently it got out of hand. Her next words, it did.
Was she there?
Yes.
Okay.
She goes, I just thought it was a rap concert and it was fine. I mean.
Well,
I said,
yeah.
I said, do you say bad words? She goes, yeah.
Yeah.
I said, were there strippers on a stripper pole? She goes, yeah. I go, do you shoot fake money into the crowd? She goes,
yeah.
Yeah. I said, well, apparently the university thought it was time to apologize. She goes, for what?
Someone just wrote in, they need to have Tech Nine. They've already had Tech
They've
Nine.
They've already done that.
He was 2 years ago or 3 years ago.
Yeah, I think the only reason why the apology comes into play is because, again, Late Night is presented, right or wrong, as this whole family-friendly event.
Yeah.
And whether it is or not is certainly up for debate, but that certainly was a marked departure from what most people consider to be family friendly.
I don't know what about a rap concert at midnight screams family friendly.
I agree.
I mean, why don't you invite Ice-T next
year? And listen, they got all of the skits and basketball stuff happened early on.
Like
for the younger
Snoop
kids.
Snoop didn't even take the stage till like midnight.
Way late.
They even moved him back.
And so
from
to
what
me,
I've heard.
With them moving him back, they knew that there probably aren't going to be a lot of 7-year-olds in the crowd at midnight. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with it.
If not, they're learning today.
I would remind every middle-aged hoity-toity Lawrencian who is going, well, I found it quite objectionable.
Mm-hmm. As they take their pipe out of their mouth.
Yeah, I would remind you what you consider to be entertainment when we were kids.
Yeah.
And it was people spitting up blood, people getting their heads cut off on stage.
That was not my game, but I understand.
But
what
that
you're
was
saying.
My game,
yeah.
And it still is my game. I found it incredibly entertaining when I was younger, and all of a sudden, now I work at the bank at Lawrence First National, and I find this sort of stuff to be tawdry and below the pale.
Member FDIC.
You sound like you just left a Downton Abbey.
Well, I sound like I live in Lawrence.
You have a glare on your monocle, sir.
Anyone for a game of golf today?
You know what? I'm proud of Sarah
for going. Drinks at the Aldridge.
Golf? Isn't that a little commoner? I figured it'd be more croquet.
Maybe we'll do croquet and have drinks at the Aldridge. We wouldn't dare go to that white trash place called Free State Brewery.
Are you done?
No, but we got to get to the news, so I'm sitting on this story till
good
we get
Lord.
Back.
We've got a lot in our stack
wouldn't
today.
Dare have them pour me a pint at the Free State. Kind of that's lower brow.
Overwhelming stack.
That's uncivilized.
There's nothing uncivilized about the cyclist.
Is there a cyclist story today?
No. Wait, with lemonade at Free State Brewery.
Oh.
Best damn thing you'll ever have in your life.
I'm sure it is.
Wait, what?
The cyclist? I guess it's a beer.
Is it a beer or is
God,
it a...
it's good. It's a beer.
Okay.
I don't even drink beer. It's good. I don't want one right now.
You are such a nerd.
Bring it. Yeah, he'd be safe. By the way, a lot of people writing in saying, hey, dum-dums, Snoop Dogg took the stage about 8:50, was off stage at 9:30. They didn't push it back to midnight. Okay, sorry.
Because I think the players can't start playing until midnight.
Midnight, right. But let's say he played for 40 minutes, and they booked him, did you tell me last week, $150,000?
Mm-hmm.
He made $3,750 a minute.
I am in the wrong business. I should have stuck with hip hop.
$3,750 a minute.
Last thing I'm going to say from the text line, I am 39 years old. I am a KU alum. I loved it. Everyone there loved it. It was really good. The dancing and the stripper poles were only used off and on. The place was packed and jamming.
A story here from College Place, Washington. A mother is speaking out after she turned her 17-year-old son into police when she believed he was planning a school shooting. Quoting here from Nicole, who did not want to use her last name, I know a lot of people that go to College Place High School. Their lives would have been forever changed. It is devastating. I know I did all I can do and that I made the right choice. Nicole read her son's journal where he wrote about planning to attack his school on the anniversary of Columbine on April 20th, 2020. The journal reportedly said he wanted to, quote, execute survivors and blast anyone in sight. Police say Nicole did the right thing when she called them, but she says she feels like, quote, I've done something wrong.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this.
Son was dealing with depression, claimed that his journal was just a creative writing exercise.
No, you don't get to creatively write that you're going to shoot up your school. That's assault. You don't get to do that. So she found writings specifically mentioning a plan to do this. Had she not turned him in, this to me is a very different scenario than with Columbine, where, at least from the Klebold's perspective, they knew their son was struggling with some depression issues.
Sure.
But, you know, he went to prom the night before, or two nights before. Mm-hmm. And there is some level of plausible deniability there. With this, when you're reading that your child has written down that they plan to do something like this, had she not come forward, mm-hmm. is she not an accessory?
She is certainly to blame. I don't know that I would say she was an accessory. I mean, you have to keep this in mind. What if you read that in one of your kids' journals?
It would be one of the most difficult things I could imagine doing. But you have no choice but to go to authorities when you see something like that. You have no choice.
Gutsy move.
Brave. I think scary and brave. I don't know that brave is the right word.
Oh, I think it is.
I think it would be devastating to have to do that as a parent. But again, you have no choice.
No, you don't. And for your son, so she obviously confronted her son prior to turning him in. Because that's where she got the excuse. Well, it's just creative writing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You were planning to shoot up your school. You wanted to do it on the anniversary of Columbine, which would have been the 21st anniversary of Columbine.
there is no creative writing here. This isn't creative. I can go home and grab my diary and say that I want to shoot someplace up. That's not creative writing. That's an admission. That's a cry for help.
It said the journal went into chilling detail. Chilling detail.
Somebody says on the text line, I would shred that journal.
Oh.
And what? Mm. And just then leave your kid out to, yeah, to wallow?
Because at that point, if something happens...
You're an accessory, are you not?
You are in bed with that planning to some extent.
I don't know that you're an accessory, but you're culpable.
And if they find out about it, you better believe you've tampered with evidence.
Okay, so look at the Oklahoma City bombers. And we know that there were a couple of people who knew. We know with Columbine, there were a couple people who knew. The straw purchasers and all of those folks.
Well, there was that Fournier guy with the Oklahoma City bombing.
They were all charged. They knew. Now, some of them, you know, here's a gun is further than I read a journal. Right. But if you have advanced knowledge that something like this is in the works, whether you believe it to be true or not, I think it would make her an accessory, which to me makes it slightly different than at least the Klebolds in that Columbine massacre.
But that has to be the hardest thing to do.
Oh, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine.
To turn your kid into the police. Although, my dad did it with me.
I'm going to teach you a lesson. You've done something wrong, and you're going to atone for what you have done. This is a preemptive...
True.
I'm turning you in, because if I don't, and something happens... Mm-hmm.
But you know, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on my dad's situation, but when he realized that I was one of the four people who had trashed the Leavenworth Country Club golf course, I can only imagine what that drive in his pickup truck was like. It had to be awful. I'm taking my son to the police department.
Because you're embarrassed.
And I'm going to turn my son in. He was still in his fatigues. He had just gotten home from work. And he walks me into the police department, sits me down in front of this sergeant. I'll never forget it, on Main Street. And he looks the sergeant in the eye and goes, here's one of the four you're looking for. And I was like, damn.
What's interesting about the person who wrote in about shredding the documents, if you do something like that after a crime is committed, we call that obstruction of justice. If you know that your son has done something horrible and you run into his room and start flushing drugs or hiding guns, you will be charged with obstruction and probably other things. So I'm surprised anyone would say they would shred something like that prior.
Somebody says, how old was the kid?
17.
And I would have taken him to therapy first unless it seemed imminent that there was a threat to the school.
What do you consider imminent?
I don't know.
Do you wait until April 17th, 2020?
Or I've confronted him with his journal, Dana, and he decides to move the attack up.
Here's what I know. If you took him to a psychiatrist and the psychiatrist read this description of what he had planned to do, I believe even the psychiatrist by law has to turn that over to authorities. Remember with the Aurora theater shooting, there was a psychologist on that campus who knew this idiot was having homicidal thoughts. But remember, they were vague in nature, where he would say, I feel like I want to kill people. But because he never said, on this date, at this theater, with this gun, I want to do this to these people, that psychologist was, quote, barred from coming forward and saying, I think we got a live one here. And she was skewered for that after that shooting. This is different. This is specific. Whereas with Aurora, it was more of a vague, I'm having homicidal thoughts.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. What would you do if you went into your teenage son or daughter's room and you found their journal and in it they detail in specifics
any crime
that they want to commit a crime. Good point. What do you do? Do you just talk to them? Do you take them to a therapist? Do you shred the journal? Do you turn them into the police?
Do you call an attorney first?
Yes.
I've found this. What does this mean? What are his rights in the next 24 hours before I decide what do we do with this?
576-7798. We'll stare at Sam Stevie, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks. Your keyword to cash this hour, by the way, is yellow. Yellow 72881. You have until the top of the hour.
All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows.
Well, that didn't take long. I'm not making it a topic. I'm just reporting the news. Israeli media is now reporting that Turkey has just launched an assault against Kurds in northern Syria. I think that took all of about 12 hours. Jim in Blue Springs. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how are you today?
Hi, Jim.
Doing well, thanks.
Hey, you know, this kid in his diary has been thinking about this who knows how long. And I question how he got to that point. And I go, there's got to be some tail signs of his actions at home around the family. That's got to be disturbing, you know, and it's like if the mom was to confront the boy about it and say, you know, I read your diary. What are you doing here? You know, what's to stop him from taking her out saying, you're messing with my plan? Because apparently the boy is troubled. To what extent, I don't know because I don't have all the information. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's like if he's thinking about doing something like this, he's obviously not communicating with his parents.
Right. Hey, you know, Jim, we had a listener 5 months ago or 6 months ago say to me, because they were angry about some things we were saying about the Columbine attack, and a listener wrote in and said, I really want you to read Sue Klebold's book. And I never wanted to read that book. I hated that woman. I hated what her son did. I don't have any, you know, I just didn't have any interest.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at Barnes & Noble one day a couple months ago, and I told you it was in the bargain bin for like $1.99. And all the proceeds went to mental health causes. And so I bought it. I read it. It is incredibly eye-opening, because her son was suicidal. There is no doubt. They know it now because they went back and found writings, stuff online. But that family had no idea. And Scott, when I said the same thing.
Willful ignorance.
Scott, I said the same thing. And then I read that book. And here's why you don't want to read it. You don't want to believe that a family in the suburbs that gave these kids everything. He played baseball. He had friends. He had just gone to a dance with a pretty girl. You don't want to believe that with all those things that you've provided, this can happen. And it's hard to read. And actually, in the foreword, the author said, I met with her. I didn't want to meet with her. I don't want to know her. I didn't want to know her story or hear the BS that they didn't know. I'm telling you, they didn't know.
They didn't know because they didn't want to know. They didn't
flip
their kid's room. They knew
he was depressed.
You should flip your kid's room. No.
One of the FBI sweeps and searches missed one of the guns in that room. That's how well it was hidden. And he was intent on harming himself and did not care if others were injured in the process. Now, the other homicidal maniac, Harris, he was homicidal and wanted to kill everybody else and didn't care if he died. Mm. It really is a book that I urge everyone to read because I, as much as I hated to read it, it is very eye-opening. And there's a nurse on the text line right now who says that I am a nurse and the mother of a mentally ill son. I would call a psychiatrist. I would have my son admitted to a psych inpatient unit involuntarily if necessary, if I found that journal. And I will tell you, at age 17, you might be able to do that. At age 18, this mom, I don't believe, would be able to do that.
Roger in Independence. Roger, good afternoon. Hello.
Well, prefacing it, I'm a big gun rights advocate. After saying that, you can't prevent any of this stuff. You see that in Sandy Hook with mental health. We need to get a mental health system going to actually work. I mean, this young man, you know, as disturbed as he was, hit it and hit it well. So you're talking about preventing something that's not a quantitatable factor. And, you know, I've had three kids go, they're wonderful, but God help me if, you know, I don't know everything in their point of their life. You know, there's no way you can't. And if you're saying you can't, you're lying to yourself. All you can do is hope you did the best.
Yeah.
Every aspect of their life, whether it's school, whether it's sports, whether it's religion, you have to say at some point, I've done my best. And I hate to say that because, you know, it's a cop out. But, you know, until we get a serious mental health program going, there's nothing we can do. And I believe that the mental health system has to start in school when you're evaluating a child. You know, you don't always evaluate them for just their knowledge, but your basic human, you know, beingness. And we don't do that. We don't say, okay, this, you know, Johnny needs help, or Susie needs help. How can we best help them? What program can we get them into to, you know, make them a person that works with society and not outside society?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Roger, I agree with every single thing you said, except, and there's a big exception with Sandy Hook, I blame that mother straight into that
grave.
Well,
I do too.
She provided the arsenal to a clearly disturbed young man. Well, she said she was afraid of him.
Not only that, Dana.
And she provided the arsenal.
She took him to shooting practice. She knew he was mentally disturbed.
I have always said I wish more than anything she had survived that so she could face the justice that she deserves. And she did not. But I put her in a completely separate category because she provided the arsenal.
I would agree. And taught him how to shoot.
Yeah.
Kyle in Kansas City, you get the last word before we give out the next keyword to cash. Kyle, hello.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing all right. Thanks.
I want to say this, and I have five children, two boys, and I would definitely turn them in. And feel me when I say this. I love my boys with all my heart. But if I found some notes that was stating that they were going to commit such an act on innocent life, I would know in my heart that if they could do such a thing, they would probably also kill me if they had the chance, because of a lot of people who do this type of thing do that.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I feel it's my responsibility trained that if anybody else had found the same literature and my child went to their school or their employment or whatever, and they found this type of, you know, note saying that they were going to commit this, that they would do the same. So I'm going to say do unto others as I would want them to do unto me. You know, I want them to turn their child in, even though they love them and though I love mine. But the thing is that we must save innocent lives and not just go just off of love, but what is right. So, yes, I would turn them in, and it would probably lose a lot of sleep night after night. But knowing in my heart I did the right thing, that one, I might have saved my own life.
Yeah, and then, Kyle, I wanted to just say, someone said that on the text line, she likely saved her own life, too.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.